All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. Wrapping up the second hour here. Wrapping up the chaos show for the day. Third hour over at LRN.FM. And, yeah. So, I got plenty of bad news to talk about, but if I'm lucky, I hit the button fast because I thought I had less time than I actually did. But if I'm lucky, my producer and Anti-War.com's development director, Angela Keaton, is on port 5 here. Pot 5. How's it going, Angela? Is that you?
I am on pot 5.
You are?
I am on pot 5, yes.
You're at level 5, and the yellow light is on. So let's talk about antiwar.com's fund drive.
Well, the reason why we can afford to be on pot 5 is because of donors like those in the listening audience who make monthly commitments to keep us on the air. And if you're interested in that, please call me at 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. And make a monthly donation to keep Anti-War Radio on the air. Quality radio like this, you're not going to. There's no other show like Anti-War Radio. None. I mean, it is provably, demonstrably unique. So keep the show on the air and give me a call at 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. And you can always contact me for more information at Angela@antiwar.com. And you can donate to our site at antiwar.com/donate. If you have any questions at all, of course, you can always contact me any day, anytime.
Right on. Well, now let's talk about how important it is, the fund drive this time. I mean, we always say this, and it's always true, but this time especially, we got in some trouble.
Yes, we have gotten into a little bit of trouble. You know, not only have we taken some hits over the past 2 years because of the Obama administration has kind of sucked the life out of the anti-war movement, but our major donors have also been affected by the Great Depression too. So we need everyone's help, and no donation is too small. We need everyone's help, and there's other ways you can help too. If you can give $5, tell everyone else that you gave $5 on Facebook, on your social networking sites. Link the articles, post the articles, post the shows. Link to us on your various personal blogs. I have all sorts of logos, buttons, scripts, anything for you to put on your own personal blogs and on your social networking sites to promote antiwar.com.
Right on. And, you know, it should be mentioned, too. I like to mention it. I'm going to mention it, that antiwar.com is absolutely indispensable. You look at the lineup of our regular columnists, Justin Raimondo, Philip Giraldi, Ivan Ehlen, Kelly Vlahos, Nebojsa Malik, Charles V. Pena, David Henderson, Ron Hacohen, and I guess it's been a little while since we heard from good old Alan Bach and his eye on the empire, but he'll be back. And plus we feature, you know, everything by the IPS crew pretty much, everything Jim Loeb and everything Gareth Porter, the best viewpoints from the left, the right, the libertarians, the independents and the centrists and foreigners and anybody's viewpoint that we can get our hands on that makes good sense and has an anti-war focus. And of course, you know, every single day. The news is organized by Eric Garris, who knows what he's doing, of what's most important, and then divided by region, all the most important news in the world every day. It's absolutely indispensable to you people. I know it is because I know how important it is to me.
It absolutely is very, very important. And let's not forget everything that's done from Tom Dispatch, all the people who are involved with that site.
Absolutely.
Also regular part of our site, many folks from Counterpunch. I mean, we work with some really amazing people, and we want to keep that level of quality, which is why it's really important we come together in this pledge drive so we're not cutting back anymore on columnists or staff hours.
Right. Now, sometimes people say, I don't know, antiwar.com. People are so brainwashed to be pro-war that it sounds bad. It's like antiyourmom.com or something. Just makes them cringe. But, you know, it's pretty safe to say that all of us, left, right, libertarians, or people who don't fit anywhere on the political spectrum or don't even have any politics at all, we can all safely be completely in all capitals and bold, like at the website, anti-war, because this is the era of American empire. This is the era of the phony wars. None of this is real. None of this is justified. It's all just killing and stealing, and it must stop. It's destroying our society. So you're damn right we're anti-war and antiwar.com. And that's why we reach out to everybody all over the place that we can possibly get on board for our single issue. Stop killing people.
Well, when the books are written about this period, it will go on record that we stood against the most important issue of our time, and that's really what we're talking about.
Yeah, right on. Again, everybody, that's antiwar.com/donate. Angela, give them the number to your office again, please.
It's 323-512-7095, 323-512-7095, and we can talk about other ways you can help antiwar.com.
Right on. And again, everybody, that's antiwar.com/donate. There's 10 different ways you can pay or something like that. You can get the credit card. You can help us out through Amazon.com. You can pay with e-gold or PayPal or your credit card or your debit card. You can sign up for a monthly donation so that you, hey, you know, 10 bucks a month, I think I can do that. 20 bucks a month, I think I can do that. That is what really we need more than anything else. That lays the foundation that the rest of our work relies on. And you know, it's funny. I actually talk with people, Angela, about other nonprofits and how they have just this massive amount of money. But you know where it comes from, the massive amount? It's big foundations. George Soros comes and kicks down a few $100,000, something like that. We don't have that. We come from really, you know, listener-supported. Not like public radio where they say, yeah, we're listener-supported. And by the Guggenheim and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund and the Government Foundation for More Laws and Police or, you know, whatever. We really are funded by our readers who are regular people. And most of whom donate small amounts. Sometimes they can kick down a little bit more, but it's that regular donation of the small amounts that lays the foundation for all of the work that we do. Is that right?
That's right. It's our bread and butter. I mean, it's the ordinary reader. Well, of course, none of our readers are truly ordinary. It's the readers that provide. This is a very, very hard site. I mean, foundations are not knocking down our doors to fund us. George Soros doesn't fund media like ours. We're a very, very unusual site, so it's not an easy fit, and it's got to be people who are very, very serious about what's happening out there, and it's the readers who make this happen, the readers and the listeners, yeah. And the activists.
Well, I mean, and I'm not trying to talk anybody out of giving us giant sums either.
Yes, and
I'm just saying, if you can only give a little, that's okay. We'll take just a little. We'll really help. Really will.
Though if you can give giant sums of money, Scott and I can do the show live from your house.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
There's a certain price on that we'll have to talk about,
yeah.
You know, on the telephone, what we
right.
charge for that.
Yes.
All right, cool. Well, thanks again very much for producing the show, for directing the development and raising the money for antiwar.com. Angela, you do a great job.
All right. Thank you all. Bye.
Everybody, that's Angela Keaton. She is, again, the producer of this show and the development director of antiwar.com. Her email is angela@antiwar.com. The website is antiwar.com/donate. And, you know, I hate asking people for money. I really don't like doing, you know, in general, this kind of thing. But you know what? I can't be too shy about this because I'm proud of antiwar.com, even if I had nothing to do with it whatsoever. It's the most important website out of millions and millions and millions of uncountable websites. It's the most important thing online, if you ask me, on the most important issue of our time. And that's not just my opinion. That's the truth. That's a fact. So, I'm not that shy. I'm not that embarrassed. We do need your help or the thing doesn't play. That's it.